This one here is John 14:6.
Det er Johannes 14:6.
No one gets to the Father except through me.
Ingen kommer til Faderen uden gennem mig.
Now when we read Daniel chapter 10,
når vi læser Daniel 10,
we see this all makes sense.
Så giver alt det her mening.
Daniel is here at the riverside praying and fasting for 3 weeks.
Daniel, han sidder her ved floden og beder og faster i 3 uger.
And the angel is sent, Gabriel is sent from heaven.
Og Gabriel har sendes fra himlen
til Daniel to give him the answer,
for at give ham svaret.
But he's held up here.
Men han bliver stoppet her.
And that is where spiritual warfare takes place.
Og det er der åndelig krigsførelse foregår.
In Revelation, Ephesians chapter 6. Let's have a look.
I Efeserne 6. Lad os kigge på det.
Fra vers 10.
Vers 10.
Ephesians 6 verse, let me just get make sure. Yes. Do you want to read from verse 10 to verses.
Fra 10 til 20. I øvrigt, vær stærke i Herren og hans mægtige styrke. Ifør jer Guds fulde rustning, så I kan stå stand mod djævelens snigløb. Til for os står kampen ikke mod kød og blod, men mod myndighederne og magterne mod verdentærskerne i dette mørke, mod ondskabens åndemagter i himmelrummet. Tag derfor Guds fulde rustning på, for at I kan stå imod på den onde dag, overvind alt og bestå. Så stå der fast spændt sandheden som bælte om lænden, og ifør jer retfærdigheden som bunje, og tag sko på jeres fødder som er villigheden til at gå med fredens evangelium, og alt løfte troens skjold, hvormed I kan slukke alle den ondes brændende pile. Grib frelsens hjelm og åndens sværd, som er Guds ord. Under stadig bøn og anråbelse skal I bede i ånden og holde jer vågne i det, og altid være udholdende i forbøn for alle de hellige, også for mig, om at jeg, når jeg åbner min mund, må få ord til frimodighed, til frimodigt at gøre evangeliets hemmelighed kendt, som det, som jeg i længere og er sendebud for. Bed om, at jeg ved evangeliet må få frimodighed til at tale, som jeg skal.
Så Paulus describes these spiritual forces in the heavenly realms.
Beskriver de her åndelige magter i himmelrummet.
Now when we look at spiritual warfare, I'll go into these into great detail.
Når vi kigger på det åndelige krigsførelse, så kommer vi til at tage det her i detaljer.
But he says it's not people, it's not flesh and blood we fight.
Men han siger, det er ikke mennesker, det er ikke kød og blod, vi kæmper mod.
It is the rulers.
Det er herskerne.
Now that isn't our kings and queens or government.
Det er ikke regeringsmagten og konger og
dronninger. The Greek word is spiritual rulers.
Det græske ord er de åndelige.
Who are the spiritual rulers? Where does the Bible talk about rulers in the spiritual realms?
Hvor taler Bibelen om herskere i det åndelige?
The Bible calls Satan the ruler of this dark world.
Bibelen kalder Satan for herskeren over denne mørke verden.
The prince of the power of the air is another term.
Luftens herre er et andet.
That word air.
Det ord luft
is shama in Hebrew.
Er shama.
It's the first heaven.
Det er den første himmel.
Now the word. Well, no, I'll get to that in a minute. Against the authorities.
Mod autoriteterne.
Against the powers of this dark world.
Og magterne i denne mørke verden.
And the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Mod ondskabens åndemagter i himmelrummet.
The Greek word for heavenly realm there.
Det græske ord for himmelrummet der.
Is middle heaven.
Er midt himmel.
Mesuranema. Well, it's mesuranema plural.
Mesonemas, altså i flertal.
It gives us the idea they live in the middle heaven.
Det giver os ideen om, at de bor i midthimlen.
Now there is an awesome scripture.
Der er et fantastisk skriftsted.
Again given by Paul in Ephesians.
Igen fra Paulus i Efeserne.
Chapter 1, verse 3.
Kapitel 1, vers 3.
Woohoo! Get this one. Ephesians 1:3.
Efeserne 1:3.
Beep, 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 beep. Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
Noget være med jer alle og fred fra Gud, vor Fader og Herren Jesus, som gav os selv hen for vores synder for at rive os ud af det nuværende onde verden.
Blessed us in heavenly realms.
Ja, det er sådan, det er engelsk.
1:3?
Ja. Yeah.
Okay, try the other translation. Okay, but that Greek word there is the same word used for those demons and so on. That Greek word is the same word heavenly realm describing this place.
Det græske ord her er det samme ord som beskriver dette sted her, til den anden himmel.
So where has Christ given us incredible blessing?
Så hvor har Gud givet os fantastisk velsignelse?
Nej. Nej. All the realms. All the heavenly realms. It's not one realm, it's all the realms.
Det er alle tre sfærer, eller alle sfærer.
It's the same word with used for the for Satan's realm.
Det er samme ord som bruges for Satans.
Now we know from the book of Job.
Sfære, altså vi ved fra Jobs bog.
Chapter 1 and chapter 2.
Kapitel 1 og kapitel 2 i Job.
Satan works in all three realms.
Så arbejder Satan i alle tre sfærer.
Did you hear that?
Hørte I det?
Satan has access to God.
Job 1 og 2.
Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 2.
Kapitel 1 og kapitel 2 i Job.
It says that Job appeared before the Lord in heaven.
Der står at Satan havde fremtrædet for Gud i himlen.
Together with the sons of God.
Sammen med gudesønnerne.
Now that we're going to look at that in a great detail in a moment, because that's immensely important.
Det kommer vi til at kigge på i detaljer om et øjeblik, for det er meget vigtigt.
Job. Satan in the book of Job.
Satan.
Goes in and accuses Job to God.
Går ind foran Guds trone og anklager Job.
You read it. God says, "Where have you been, Satan? Oh, I've been wandering to and through the earth."
Og Gud siger, hvor har du været, Satan? Han siger, jeg har vandret frem og tilbage fra jorden.
We learn a lot if we go to the original Hebrew there, then rather than just our translation.
Vi lærer rigtig meget, hvis vi læser det på hebraisk i stedet for vores naturlige eller vores oversættelse.
Because in the Hebrew translation, it gives the connotation that Satan is out of breath. He's tired. He's like stressed. I'm wandering. I'm going to and fro the earth, man. It's hard work.
Hvis du læser det i den hebraisk, står der faktisk, så virker det som Satan er forpustet. Han er udmattet, fordi han har vandret frem og tilbage mellem jorden.
That's what the Hebrew tells us.
Det er det, der står i det hebraiske.
It's not easy for him.
Det er ikke let for ham.
It tells us he's not like God in the fact that he's omnipresent.
Der står, at han, eller det, vi forstår ud af det her, at han ikke som Gud er allesteds nærværende.
Satan can only be in one place at one time.
Satan kan kun være på et sted på et tidspunkt.
And that term is going to and fro the earth, meaning he's having to go there, and he's having to go there, and he's having to go there. He's getting tired.
Altså gå til og fra jorden, så han været der, og så har han været der, og så har han været der.
It's hard work.
Det er et hårdt arbejde, det her.
He's out of breath in that sense, even though he doesn't have a breath.
Han er forpustet på den måde, altså ikke at han har et åndedrag.
Like we do.
Ikke som os.
But that's what the Hebrew tells us.
Men det er det ord, det hebraiske bruger.
It's hard work for him.
Det er hårdt arbejde, det her.
That's good news.
Det er godt.
He doesn't know everything.
Han ved ikke alt.
He can't be all places at once.
Han kan ikke være på alle steder på et tidspunkt.
If you are causing terror in the kingdom of darkness, he has to focus his attention on you. And if it's on you, it's not on me. So do it.
Og hvis du skaber kaos i hans sfære, jamen så er hans fokus på dig og ikke på mig. Så gå i gang med det bare.
So it's on you rather than me. His focus.
Så det er fokus for mig. Det er fint.
But can you imagine? It's almost like a picture of revival.
Og det er næsten et billede på vækkelsen.
So much of God is breaking out.
Der er så meget af Gud, der brydes ud her.
He cannot cope.
Han kan ikke.
His kingdom cannot cope with what God is doing.
Hans kongerige kan ikke bestå i det, der sker.
It paints that whole picture there in Job chapter 1 and 2.
Job 1 og 2 maler hele det her billede.
And so he has access to God.
Så han har adgang ind for Gud.
Revelation also tells us he's the accuser of the brethren. He goes to God and accuses you and I of sin.
Åbenbaringsbogen fortæller også, at han er de helliges anklager. Han går foran Gud og anklager vores synd.
The difference is now.
Forskellen er nu.
What he's saying is true.
At det han siger er sandt.
I have sinned.
Jeg har syndet.
But I'm not a sinner.
Men jeg er ikke en synder.
I am a saint.
Jeg er hellig.
Something has happened.
Noget er sket.
Which I'll talk about after lunch.
Så vi skal
very
tale
important.
Om efter frokosten.
But he accuses us.
Men han anklager os.
So it's very clear to see that he has access to that heaven.
Så det er meget tydeligt, at han har adgang til den himmel.
We know he's in that heaven.
Vi ved, han er i den
Daniel 10
i,
tells
i den
us that.
Siger Daniel 10.
And we also know he has access to this heaven.
Og vi ved også godt, han har adgang til den her himmel.
It's interesting to note in John 10 verse 10, Jesus says.
Johannes 10:10 siger Jesus.
The Satan comes.
At Satan kommer.
That word come means he travels to us.
Det ord kommer, kom eller kom betyder han rejser til os.
He comes from one place
han
to another.
Kommer fra et sted til et
andet. It doesn't mean he's already here.
Det betyder ikke han allerede er her.
The same as in Job, he has to travel, he has to come.
Ligesom i Job så har han nødt til at komme, han er nødt til at rejse.
But Jesus says he comes to kill, steal, destroy.
Men Jesus siger at han kommer for at ødelægge, slagte.
And we know from society and people's lives, he's very good at what he does.
Og du ved fra samfund og menneskers liv,
he
han
kills,
er god til
he
det, han
steals
gør.
And he destroys.
Han ødelægger, slagter og dræber.
And it's horrible to see it.
Og det er frygteligt at se på.
And our job is to come against that.
Og vores job er at gå imod det.
Hebrews tells us that for this purpose Christ was revealed to destroy the works of the evil one.
At til dette formål var Kristus åbenbart at ødelægge den ondes gerning.
And Jesus says, as the Father sent me, now I send you.
Og Jesus siger, som faderen sendte mig, så sender jeg nu jer.
See, we got to link scriptures together to get the whole picture.
Altså, vi er nødt til at binde skriftet sammen for at se hele billedet.
Your and my purpose now is to destroy and wreak havoc here and where he is here on the earth.
Så dit og mit opgave er at ødelægge det for ham her, hvor han er, og så her på jorden.
And the most amazing thing that this word spiritual realms that's used that he has access there, here and here.
Og det ord som brugt er, at han har adgang både her, der og her.
Ephesians 1 says we have it also as the church.
Står der i Efeserne 1, at det har vi også.
But more so, we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Men, in this realm and in this realm.
Vi har alle de himmelske velsignelser i den her himmel og i den her himmel.
It's not just here for life so we can have a good life.
Det er ikke kun her på jorden for så vi har et godt liv.
It is, but it's not just that.
Det er det også, men det er ikke kun det.
It's not just that to enjoy God in heaven.
Det er ikke kun så vi kan nyde Gud
when
i himlen.
We die.
Når vi dør.
It's also to enjoy God here.
Det er også at nyde Gud her.
How do you enjoy God there?
Hvordan kan du nyde Gud der?
Let me tell you, when you enjoy God there, you are in having enjoyment.
Lad mig fortælle dig, når du nyder Gud der, så nyder du det.
When I was 16.
Da jeg var 16.
First time I ever prayed and fasted at Bible school.
Første gang jeg nogensinde bad og fastede på
Bibelskolen. Never even heard of that sinful term before, fasting.
Jeg har aldrig hørt om den syndige term før, men
I'm like, what kind of cult is this? You got to go without food.
Hvad er det sådan her, at kulten går uden mad?
Till they show me it's in the Bible, Wayne. Okay. I didn't like it.
Det er i Bibelen. Og jeg kunne
ikke I like my food.
Jeg kan godt lide min mad.
What kind of God tortures his children like that?
Hvilken Gud vil tortere sine børn som på denne måde?
And we had the teaching about fasting.
Og vi havde undervisning om at faste.
And we were, as Bible school students, we were helping a local church close by to plant a new church in a town called Welshpool.
Og som bibelskoleelever, så hjalp vi en lokal kirke med at plante en anden kirke, eller en ny kirke, i et sted, der hedder Welshpool.
And we'd had 3 days of praying and fasting for this town before we went in and did a whole week's evangelism.
Og vi ville have 3 dages bøn og faste, før vi gik ind til byen og havde en uge med evangelisation.
On the third, it was the evening of the third day.
På aftenen den tredje dag.
Oh, I was complaining.
Så klagede jeg.
My stomach was complaining.
Min mave klagede.
When people tell you when a long-term fast it gets easier, they're lying.
Når mennesker siger, at det ved en langtidsfaste, så bliver det lettere.
No, it doesn't get easier.
Det bliver ikke lettere.
I've done 7 days fasting.
Jeg har taget 7 dage.
I was as hungry on the 7th day as I was on the first day.
Jeg var sulten på den 7. dag, som jeg var på den første.
And anyway, suddenly, as I'm just praying, we're all on our knees praying in the Bible school, dagligstue, living room, I can't remember the English word.
Pludselig som jeg ligger der på knæ og beder, vi var alle sammen på i bøn her i dagligstuen på bibelskolen.
God took me from here.
Så Gud mig herfra.
To here.
Og herop.
Now I'm going to explain this whole process in the after the break.
Ja, efter pausen skal jeg fortælle jer hele den her proces.
Before that point I'd many times been taken into, like Paul did, into the throne room of God.
Før det var jeg mange gange blevet taget ind til Guds tronrum.
But this was different.
Men den her gang var det anderledes.
Jesus took me up into the heavenly realms.
Jesus tog mig op i det himmelske.
Now when I read 2 Corinthians 10, Paul says, you know, I don't know whether was I in the body, was I out of the body, I don't know.
Og når vi læser i Korinther, om Paulus siger, at jeg ved ikke om jeg er i legemet eller ikke.
That's exactly what it's like.
Det er præcis sådan det er.
The answer is, are you in the body or out of the body? The answer is yes.
Er du i kroppen eller er du uden for kroppen?
Both.
Svaret er ja. Begge dele.
And as I was up there,
og mens jeg var deroppe,
I lost awareness of what was happening around me in the prayer meeting.
Så mistede jeg fornemmelse af hvad der skete rundt omkring mig i bønnemødet.
Because so powerful was the vision.
For så kraftfuld var visionen.
I was looking down.
Jeg kiggede ned
on the town of Welshpool.
På byen Welshpool.
Welshpool is in a big valley with big mountains either side, just a long valley.
Welshpool ligger midt i en dal med store bjerge på begge sider.
And I was sat with Jesus.
Og jeg sad sammen
med above Jesus, the one side of the mountain, looking down.
Over det ene bjergside og kiggede ned.
But it was weird because it wasn't just I wasn't just seeing this heaven.
Men det var underligt, for jeg så ikke kun den her himmel.
I was also seeing this heaven.
Jeg så også denne himmel.
From this heaven.
Fra den her himmel.
I was above.
Jeg var over
the heavens.
Himlene.
Paul says we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms.
Paul siger vi har siddet med Kristus i den himlen.
And it's the first time I ever began to learn and experience this from the Holy Spirit first.
Og det er første gang jeg lærte at opleve det her fra Helligånden.
We don't pray up.
Vi beder ikke op.
We pray down.
Vi beder ned.
When you understand it completely.
Når du forstår det fuldt ud.
I am not praying here to attack that. Upwards.
Jeg beder ikke herfra, så angriber det op over mig.
I am here praying down. We are over the spiritual forces.
Jeg er heroppe og beder ned. Vi er over de åndelige magter.
Romans 16:20, the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet.
Romerne,
not we won't punch them from the bottom.
Romerne 16:20 står at Gud vil knuse fjenden under vores fødder.
He's under us. Greater is he that's in us.
Større han der er i os.
We are seated with Christ in heavenly realms.
Vi sidder med himlen.
Why is it that Satan, also the Old Testament and today, want to have his worship and praise in the high places?
Hvorfor er det at Satan altid ønsker sin lovsang i de højeste, på de højeste steder?
Because he's always wanted to have the highest place.
Vi han altid ønsket den højeste.
He wanted God's throne.
Han vil have Guds trone.
But he can't have it.
Men den kan han ikke få.
But he always wants to be the highest and the proudest and the biggest.
Men han ønsker altid at være den største og den stolteste og den.
That's the characteristic of his kingdom.
Det er karakteristika på hans rige.
Whenever you back in Wales, they would always worship on the highest mountain tops, the witches.
Tilbage i Wales ville heksene altid tilbede på de højeste bjergtoppe.
As a kid at Halloween time, we would always go with paint bombs and eggs to throw at the witches as they had their covens on the mountainside.
Ved Halloween der blev altid op med æg og farvebomber og smidt efter heksene op på bjergene.
But what I learned that day is I'm looking down.
Men det jeg lærte den her dag, det er at jeg kigger ned.
I can see the physical realm.
Jeg kan se den fysiske himmel.
The town of Welshpool.
Byen Welshpool.
But I can also see angels and demons fighting.
Men jeg kan også se engle og dæmoner der kæmper.
And it was an incredible vision.
Det var en fantastisk vision.
And the more we prayed,
og jo mere vi bad,
the more demons got thrown out and the angels were winning.
Jo flere dæmoner blev der kastet ud og jo flere englene vandt.
But when we stopped praying,
men når vi stoppede med at bede,
the demons were winning.
Så vandt dæmonerne.
This is what I saw.
Ja, det er det jeg så.
Now later on I learned about the principle with Moses and Aaron, you know, and Joshua down in the valley fighting.
Og senere der lærte jeg så princippet fra Aaron og Moses og Joshua der kæmpede ned i
dalen. In the second book of Moses, you know, when he's fighting the Amalekites.
I anden Mosebog, hvor han kæmper mod Amalekitterne.
And as long as Moses prayed, they were winning the battle.
Og så længe Moses han bad, så vandt de kampen.
But when he stopped praying, they were losing, so they lifted him up and stood either side and you know the story.
Men når de stoppede med at bede, så tabte de, og derfor løftede Aaron og Hur hans arme op.
It's a physical, spiritual principle.
Det er et fysisk, åndeligt,
I came back to my body and I told the guys what I just saw.
Jeg kom tilbage til dagligstuen, og jeg fortalte drengene, hvad jeg havde set.
So we began to pray harder.
Så vi begyndte at bede endnu mere.
Suddenly God took me up again.
Og så tog Gud mig op igen.
And I could see demons flying out of this town, being driven out of the town.
Og så dæmoner drives ud af byen.
And suddenly when the last dark shadow of a demon that I saw was thrown out.
Og da jeg så den sidste mørke skygge af en dæmon.
It was like a big white dome just came from kind of like a circle just came and closed at the top.
Så var det som en stor hvid kuppel der kom op fra siden og lukkede sig hen over byen.
And demons flew into it and boom bounced off it.
Og dæmoner fløj mod den og de bare
they couldn't get into the town.
De kunne ikke komme ind i byen.
Then I came back.
Så kom jeg tilbage.
And I told the team this.
Og jeg fortalte teamet det her.
They never heard anything like it.
De havde aldrig hørt noget
lignende. I'd never heard anything. I was a bit scared. So is this biblical? Or they think I'm just crazy.
Jeg havde aldrig hørt noget lignende. Jeg tænkte, er det her bibelsk? Jeg tror, de er skøre.
But it was powerful what I saw.
Men det var kraftfuldt det jeg så.
That next 7 days.
De næste 7 dage.
Only I think 16 people got saved during the crusade.
Blev kun 16 mennesker frelst på det her crusade.
We left and then went on to another town.
Og vi tog videre til næste by.
We came back 6 months later.
6 måneder senere kom vi tilbage.
But what we didn't know was those 16 people were what we called key people.
Men det vi ikke vidste var at de her 16 personer der blev frelst var nøglepersoner.
I could tell you story after miracle after story of what happened as a result of that week.
Jeg kan fortælle dig historie efter mirakel efter historie om hvad der skete efter den
her. The chief witch of the town got saved.
Overheksen i byen blev frelst.
Was one of these 16.
Det var en af de 16.
The main drug dealer and crime boss of the town got saved.
Narkobaronen i byen blev frelst.
A lot of other key politicians or politicians' sons.
Nøglepolitikere eller politikers sønner blev frelst.
The headmaster's son of the local high school got saved.
Skolens rektors søn blev frelst.
Very significant, I'll tell you that in a moment.
Meget
But just a handful, 16 people got saved.
Men kun en håndfuld, altså 16 mennesker blev
the frelst. Church was about 20 people when we left.
Kirken var omkring 20 mennesker, da vi tog afsted.
And now with these people, about 35.
Og så omkring 35 med de her.
Six months later, we came back. There was 250 people in the church.
Da vi kom tilbage 6 måneder senere, var der 250 mennesker.
We asked Peter the pastor, what happened?
Og vi spurgte Peter pastoren, hvad der skete.
He said. Just revival broke out.
Så her vækkelsen brød ud.
These people knew people who knew people, and just boom, 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 a chain reaction exploded across the town.
De her mennesker kendte mennesker, som kendte mennesker. Det var bare en kædereaktion.
We don't have time to go into every story. I'll just tell you one.
Jeg vil fortælle en historie.
Whilst we were at the Bible school during our training.
Mens vi var på bibelskolen i vores træning.
The next town to Westpool, New Town.
Den næste by efter Welsh.
It was very easy to go into the schools and to talk about Jesus in the local state school.
Det var rigtig let at komme ind på skolen og tale på statsskolen.
But in Welshpool they would not allow us in at all.
Men i Welshpool fik vi ikke lov til at komme ind.
Did not want any religion into school.
Ingen religion på skolen.
The headmaster was an atheist.
Rektor var ateist.
Now we didn't know, but one of the young guys that got saved was his son.
Vi vidste ikke, men en af de unge, der blev frelst, var hans søn.
He was 18.
Han var 18.
And the 6 months we'd been away, he'd gone on and preached the gospel so much to his dad.
Og i de 6 måneder, vi har været væk, han prædikede evangeliet så meget for sin
far. And his dad saw his life change so much.
Og hans far så hans liv forandre sig så meget.
That when we came back 6 months later to do another week's mission at that church.
At da vi kom tilbage 6 måneder senere for endnu en uges mission for kirken.
The headmaster contacts the church and said, "That team you've got, can they come into school?"
Så kontaktede rektoren kirken og sagde, "Det team du har på besøg, kan de komme ind på skolen og fortælle?"
Peter the pastor.
Peter som pastor.
Still, 30 years later, goes into that school.
I selv i dag 30 år senere tager til den her skole og prædiker evangeliet.
What happened didn't seem so significant. It wasn't a big revival in the sense of hundreds of people got saved. Just 16.
Det virker ikke så voldsomt på et tidspunkt. Der var ikke en stor vækst, der brød ud af, men det var kun 16, der blev frelst.
But key people.
Men det var nøglepersoner.
Leader people.
Ledere.
What God did through our prayers and our fighting, and he allowed me to see it, he drove out. So there was an open heaven.
Det der skete, det var, gennem vores bøn og vores kamp, var, at han drev ud, så der var en åben himmel.
We saw immense, some of the greatest miracles of healing I ever saw, I saw that week.
Nogle af de største helbredelsesmirakler, jeg har set i mit liv, har
set den
uge.
It was great.
Det var fantastisk.
They couldn't get in and stop us.
Der er ikke nogen magt, der kunne
stoppe. This barrier had been built.
For det var bygget en
barriere through prayer and warfare.
Igennem bøn og krigsførelse.
So what does the Bible say about that?
Så hvad siger Bibelen om det?
Jesus talked about it.
Jesus taler om det.
He says, you cannot go into a strong man's house and steal his possessions until you first bind him.
Du kan ikke gå ind i en stærk mands hus og stjæle hans ejendomme uden først at binde ham.
That word, Greek word strong man.
Det ord, den stærke.
The Bible and Paul uses in many different places.
Det bruger Bibelen og Paulus mange steder.
Describes in Ephesians 6 these spiritual forces.
Og beskriver de i Efeserne 6 de åndelige magter.
The there's a verse in it's in one of the Corinthian letters.
I et af Korintherbrevene.
I think it's 2 Corinthians 10, which says the weapons of our warfare are mighty in pulling down strongholds.
At Guds
the weapons of our warfare are not of this world.
Vores våben er ikke af denne verden.
I can't remember the way it says it, but I know what it says.
Jeg kan ikke huske hvad der står eller hvad den står, men jeg kan huske hvad.
The weapons of our warfare are not of this world.
At vores de våben vi bruger i vores krigsførelse er ikke af
denne
verden.
They are spiritual weapons.
De åndelige våben.
And they have divine power, or they are mighty in pulling down the strongholds of the enemy.
Mægtige til at rive
10:3. I knew it was somewhere there on there. Yes.
De er mægtige til at nedbryde de fjendens fæstningsværker.
And Jesus said to Peter in Matthew 16.
I Matthæus 16 siger Jesus til Peter.
You are Peter the rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to stand against it.
Du er Peter, klippen, og på den klippe vil jeg bygge min kirke, og helvedes porte skal ikke have magten over dig.
And he says this.
Og han siger det her.
Whatever you bind on earth,
at hvad du binder på jorden,
will be bound in heaven.
Vil være bundet i himlen.
There's nothing up here to be bound.
Der er ikke noget her, der skal bindes.
There's total freedom up there.
Der er total frihed.
He's talking about here.
Han taler om den her himmel.
Whatever we bind here, in other words, when we pray against these forces and we bind them, they are bound in the heavenly realms.
Altså, når vi beder og beder imod de her styrker eller de her magter, så er de bundet i himlen, altså i himmelske fære.
And whatever we loose,
og hvad vi løsner,
will be loosed.
Vil være løsnet.
I'm just gonna destroy this diagram a little.
Jeg kommer til at ødelægge det her diagram lidt nu.
Here we are.
Her er vi.
I hope you got it. We pray.
Vi beder.
The vision I saw, God takes us up here.
Visionen jeg så, at Gud tager os herop.
I'm here and I'm here at the same time.
Jeg er her og her på samme tid.
That's what Christ has given us.
Det er det, Kristus har givet os.
In body but in spirit.
I ånd og i krop.
Paul describes that.
Det har Paul beskrevet for.
And I'm praying.
Og jeg beder
down.
Ned.
Because we are over the spiritual forces.
Fordi vi er over de åndelige magter.
Philippians 2 tells us that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow. He has been exalted to the highest place.
Filippians 2 siger at i Jesu navn vil alle magter bøje sig. Han er ophøjet til det højeste sted.
And we are seated with him.
Og vi er så siddet med ham.
In the heavenly realms.
I det himmelske.
And as we pray. See, God and Jesus did this.
Gud og Jesus gjorde det her.
Now he's given that authority to the church to do this.
Og nu har han givet autoritet til kirken til at gøre det her.
Do you see it?
You see it?
There is no hindrance that Daniel experienced.
Den hindring som Daniel oplevede er væk.
Heaven comes to earth.
Himlen kommer til jorden.
Without it's blocked off. These demons can't get in.
Og de her dæmoner kan ikke komme ind.
Boom, they bounce off.
De stutser af.
They can't get in.
De kan ikke komme ind.
That's what we call revival.
Det er det vi kalder vækkelse.
This principle.
Det her princip.
I first learned from the Holy Spirit, then I found it in Scripture.
Lærte jeg fra Helligånden, og derefter fandt jeg det i Bibelen.
Because if I can't find it in Scripture, I wouldn't be teaching you it.
Hvis jeg ikke kunne finde det i Bibelen, så vil jeg ikke undervise det.
But in all the churches we have planted.
Men i alle de kirker vi har plantet.
This is how we've done it.
Det er sådan, at vi har gjort det.
We bind the strong man.
Vi binder den stærke.
Then we go out on the streets and steal his possession.
Så går vi ud på gaden og stjæler hans ejendomme.
What we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Hvad vi binder på jorden er bundet i himlen.
What is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven.
Hvad vi løser på jorden er løst i
himlen. We bind the enemy, but we loose the spirit of God.
Vi binder fjenden, men vi løser Guds ånd.
It is incredible. So when you do that and you're fighting up here, you are enjoying the second heaven because it's not dominated by these, it's dominated by this.
Når du gør det her og gør det på den her måde, så vil du nyde den anden himmel, fordi den er ikke domineret af de onde mørker, men den er domineret af Gud.
When this happens,
når det her det sker,
it is geographical on the earth.
Så det er geografisk på jorden.
What I mean by that?
Hvad mener jeg med det?
There are boundaries to it.
At der er
physical boundaries on the earth.
Der er fysiske barrierer for det på jorden.
When we saw this happen in Wales in another town in Pontllanfraith.
Når vi så det her ske i en anden by i Wales.
It took 2 years of prayer and warfare.
Så tog det 2 år. Bøn og,
God gave us a vision as young people, our youth group.
Gud gav os vores ungdomsgruppe en vision.
That this God would give us our valley.
At Gud ville give os vores dal.
If we lived for Him and worshipped Him.
Hvis vi levede for Ham og tilbede Ham.
A lot of that warfare was done through praise and worship rather than just through prayer.
Den her kamp, den blev ført gennem bøn, gennem lovsang i stedet for gennem bøn.
But for 2 years.
Men i 2 år.
We fought in the heavenly realms.
Kæmpede vi det åndelige.
And I remember the night it broke out.
Og jeg husker natten det brød.
It was a Friday night. About 20 of us were out witnessing on the streets of Blackwood.
Det var en fredag aften, og cirka 20 af os var ude og vidne i Blackwood.
And I heard an audible crack throughout the sky.
Og jeg hørte et hørbart krak igennem himlen.
It wasn't thunder. Thunder's like very bassy and.
Ja, det var ikke torden, for torden det er meget bullerende.
It was weird. It was a sound I've never heard before.
Det var en lyd jeg aldrig havde hørt før.
No one unsaved around us heard it.
Ingen af de ufrelste omkring os hørte.
But a number of our the young people heard it at the same time.
Men
it was spiritual.
En del af de unge som var sammen med mig hørte det på samme tidspunkt.
Suddenly every conversation we were having completely changed.
Pludselig forandredes hver eneste samtale vi havde.
People just started crying and bowing their knee and giving their lives to Jesus.
Mennesker var begyndt bare at græde og bøje deres knæ og.
You felt the spirit of God blow up the street.
Du følte hvordan Guds ånd bare blæste op ad gaden.
People just started getting saved everywhere.
Folk begyndte at blive frelst overalt.
Now we go out every Wednesday, every Friday and every Saturday night for 2 years on these streets.
I 2 år var vi gået ud hver eneste onsdag, fredag og lørdag aften på.
And had many great fights, spiritual and physical.
Mange store kampe både fysisk og åndeligt.
But this was something that changed.
Men et eller andet ændrede sig.
Those following months after that night.
De følgende måneder efter den her aften.
Over 1,000 people get saved.
Blev over 1,000 mennesker frelst.
It was massive.
Det var kæmpestort.
Every church filled up.
Hver eneste kirke blev fyldt.
We were looking at buying the 1,300 seater in the center of the city because we couldn't hold any more in our church.
Vi kiggede på at købe en arena der kunne holde 1,300 mennesker i centrum af byen.
But it was very clear.
Men det var meget tydeligt.
God, we'd broken through.
At vi var brudt igennem.
There was now an open heaven.
Nu var der en åben himmel.
That's when the witch, chief witch, came to church and all the other witches of his covenant.
Det var på det her tidspunkt, at den her overheks kom til kirken og alle de andre.
All the drug dealers, all the worst people in the town, they were the first people to get saved.
Alle de værste mennesker i byen, det var de første der blev frelst.
Town about 180,000 people.
En by på omkring 160,000.
And even the police.
Selv politiet.
Because our pastor was the police doctor.
Hvad hedder det? Vores pastor, han var retsmediciner.
And they said to him, the work your church is doing, it's cut the crime rate in this city by half, by 50%.
Og politiet fortalte ham, at det arbejde, jeres kirke gør i den her by, det har skåret procentdelen af, hedder det?
Sin stopped.
Forbrydelser i byen ned på det halve.
Police had nothing to do on the streets anymore.
Politiet havde ikke noget at lave på gaden længere.
In fact, we spoke to them more on the streets after that point, because everybody else was saved.
Altså, vi talte mere med dem på gaden, fordi alle andre var frelst.
It was incredible.
Det var fantastisk.
And even the authorities recognized what was happening.
Og selv myndighederne, de anerkendte det, der var sket.
And but this was the weird thing. That was our district.
Det her, det var det underlige, for det var vores distrikt, det her.
And we could get into any school, we could do whatever we wanted.
Og vi kunne komme ind på en hvilken som helst skole, vi kunne gøre hvad som helst.
Everything was easy and open to us now.
Alt var enkelt og let for os lige der.
But I lived right on the border between that district called Isloyne and the next one called Rumney.
Men jeg levede lige på grænsen mellem Isloyne, som var det her distrikt, og så den næste, som hed Rumney.
And so we wanted to go into the next high school, which was in the Rumney Valley.
Så vi ønskede at gå ind i den næste skole, som lå i Rumneydalen.
We couldn't get in.
Og vi kunne komme ind.
They would not let us in.
De ville ikke lade os komme ind.
We planted a church in Bargoed in the same valley.
Vi plantede en kirke i Bargoed i samme dal.
It was so hard to witness to people.
Det var så hårdt at vidne.
We had so much opposition.
Der var så meget modstand.
And we kind of went round to see, and we mapped out that this open heaven was very much geographical.
Og vi gik rundt om hele området og fandt ud af, at den her åbne himmel var meget, meget geografisk.
We could go anywhere within our district was open to us. Everywhere outside our district was completely closed.
At inden for vores distrikt, der kunne vi gå til alle steder og komme ind, men udenfor var der lukket.
There came a point,
der kom et tidspunkt,
where we could stand on the border of Israel in our border and feel the presence of God.
Kom et tidspunkt, hvor vi kunne stå i Israel på grænsen og føle Guds nærvær.
And you could step a few meters over.
Og tage et par skridt over.
And you could
grænsen,
feel it was darkness.
Og kunne mærke mørket.
And it must have looked weird because there was about 10 of us young people just walking like this.
Og det må have set sjovt ud, fordi der var 10 stykker af os.
On the side of the road.
Som gik på gaden der, og så gik de frem og tilbage.
They must have thought some crazy new teenage dance freeze, whatever.
Og folk måtte tro, det var en
it must have looked weird, but we could like, what is this? We didn't know.
Og vi vidste ikke, hvad det var. Hvad er det?
Till we spoke to our pastor and he explained this whole thing.
Indtil vi talte med vores pastor, han forklarede det her.
We've got to fight for our towns.
Vi er nødt til at kæmpe for vores byer.
But greater is he that's in us.
Men større han som er i os.
We have all the tools.
Vi har alle.
But we have to have the understanding also.
Men
this is how it works.
Forståelsen også.
This is how we fight.
Det er sådan her vi kæmper.
This is where we fight.
Det er sådan her vi, det er hvor vi kæmper.
We're not praying up, we're praying down.
Vi beder ikke op, vi beder ned.
The Bible's full of it, the example, the scriptures, it's all there.
Bibelen er fuld af det, skriftstederne og det hele det er der.
Just 3 minutes before lunch. Any questions?
3 minutter til frokost. Er der nogen spørgsmål?
Ja.
Jeg tager på dansk.
Ja, ja.
At når vi dør, en gang dø, hvis vi kommer direkte til Gud, eller vi kommer til kun vi paradis, så sådan
der. I understand it. Good question. That is what we're going to be looking at after the break.
Det er lige præcis det spørgsmål, vi kommer til at kigge på efter frokostpausen.
The different hells that there are.
De forskellige helveder.
And where people go when they die.
Og hvor mennesker kommer hen, når de dør.
We'll look at that after the break.
Det bliver vi om til at kigge på efter pausen.
When Jesus died.
Bare gør det på dansk, så andre kan forstå det. You got to understand.
I need to forstå.
This path.
At den her vej
can never be closed by Satan.
Kan aldrig lukkes af Satan.
Anyone who comes to the cross.
Alle der kommer igennem korset.
Is catapulted to the throne room.
Har direkte adgang ind for tronen.
You know when you got saved, you felt you knew the presence of God.
Der kunne du mærke Guds nærvær omkring dig.
Nothing can shut this door.
Intet kan lukke
den vej.
That
is the beauty of the cross. It's too powerful.
Det er det smukke ved korset, det er for kraftfuldt.
We have to say yes, he still has access because Revelation tells us that he still accuses the brethren.
Åbenbaringen siger, ja, han har stadig adgang, for han anklager stadig brødrene.
He still does it.
Han gør det stadig.
So in fact, one of his names that Jesus gives the devil is the accuser.
Et af de ord, navnet som Satan, Jesus giver Satan, er anklageren.
So I mean, we can have a look in the break for the scripture. There's two of them in Revelation, but you can just look yourself. It's clearly there.
Der er to skrifter i Åbenbaringsbogen om det her. Det er meget tydeligt der.
When you read Revelation chapter 9, I think it is. Let me just have a quick gander.
Læser Åbenbaringen 9, tror jeg, øjeblik.
Or it might be 7, and there was war in heaven. No, it's 12.
Åbenbaringen 12.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just the accuser of brothers. Yeah, the verse 10 it says, for the accuser of brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. That's not the one I'm looking for. no, it's verse 17.
Verse
17. 12, yeah. The dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commands and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
Og dragen rasede mod kvinden og de der gik hen for at føre krig mod hendes øvrige børn og holdt fast ved Guds ord, eller Guds bud og ved Jesu vidnesbyrd.
This whole section is about the Old Testament church and the New Testament church.
Hele den sektion handler om det gamle testamentet og det nye testamentet i kirke.
The Old Testament church is represented by the woman.
Den gamle testament, the Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Den gamle testamentlige kirke er
the Jews.
Ved kvinden, altså jøderne.
Moses and so on and so on.
Moses og dem.
That's the woman.
Det er kvinden.
And he gives birth to a man child.
Som giver, som føder et mandsbarn.
That's Jesus.
Det er Jesus.
That's the Jews giving birth to Jesus the Messiah.
Det er altså jøderne, som giver føder so, Jesus Messias.
When the baby was born, the dragon tried to kill him, but God protected him. That's Herod and Jesus and Joseph, Mary going to Egypt
barn,
and so on.
Da barnet blev født, forsøgte dragen at dræbe det, men Gud beskytter den, og det er historien om Herodes.
God took them across the desert into Egypt.
Ind over ørkenen i Egypten.
You know the story.
I kender historien.
But then they come back. He sees that he cannot touch the Old Testament church.
Så kommer han tilbage og ser, og indtil han kan ikke røre den gamle testamentlige kirke.
Why can't he touch the woman?
Hvorfor kan han ikke røre kvinden?
Because she snatched up to heaven, it says.
Fordi hun er ført ind til himlen, står der.
The covenant changes.
Pakten forandres.
The Old Testament church no longer exists. The temple curtain is torn in two. That sacrificial system's gone.
Templets forhæng er revet i to. Hele offersystemet er væk.
The new children of Abraham are us.
De nye Abrahams børn er os.
As well as the Jews that are born again.
Lige så vel som de jøder, som er født på ny.
Being born a Jew does not give you a ticket to heaven any longer.
At være født som jøde giver dig ikke adgang til himlen
længere. It's a different covenant now.
Det er en ny pagt.
And he's furious that he can't attack that anymore.
Og han er rasende, at han ikke kan angribe det længere.
So his strategy has to change.
Så hans strategi må ændre sig.
And it says there in 17, so now he goes to wage war against the offspring of the woman.
Så nu står der, nu går han og fører krig mod kvindens børn.
And it clearly gives it to us. Those who obey God's commandment and hold to the testimony of Jesus. That's us.
Og det står meget tydeligt, at det er de, som holder hans bud.
So he's at war with us now.
Han er i krig med os nu.
He accuses us now.
Han anklager os nu.
He is attacking us now.
Han angriber os nu.
No. It's that is a 1 hour long answer.
Then the team's svar du beder om lige nu.
Because there are three different theories.
Vi har tre forskellige teorier.
And for me to talk to you with you about those three different theories, we have to look at the scriptures.
Og vi skal kigge på skriftstederne for at kunne.
And we don't have time for that.
Yeah, we have another hour from 4 to 5.
Yeah, no, we don't. But you may not understand this, so I'll just give you a 2 minute very quick answer.
Her er 2 minutters hurtigt svar.
When Jesus died,
da Jesus døde,
his body went to the grave for 3 days.
Krop lagt i graven i 3 dage.
Bible says his spirit went down into hell.
Og Bibelen siger, at hans ånd tog ned i helvede.
We'll have a look a bit at this later on.
Vi kommer til at kigge lidt på det her senere.
But the Bible says in 2 Peter that he preached to the prisoners in hell.
Og i 2 Peter står der, han prædikede for fangerne i helvede.
Those that had died before crucifixion. It says those that were from the days of Noah and so on and so on.
De som døde før Kristi tid.
God gave everybody a chance to accept him.
Gud gav alle en
after the cross, but also those before. He's righteous, he's just, he's fair.
Gud er retfærdig, han har givet alle en chance for at modtage Jesus.
Ephesians 4, 2 Peter 2 and 3 and Jude all speak about this.
Efeserne 4, Judas brev, Peter 4 taler om det her.
And Jude.
Judas, ja.
Oh, okay. He went down. He preached the gospel to the prisoners.
Han tog ned og forkyndte evangeliet for de fangne.
David prophesied about it in Psalm 65. Paul quotes it in Ephesians 4.
I Salme 65 profeterer David om det.
He descended.
Paul han citerer det i
the Ephesians 4 said he descended to the lowest depths of hell.
Der står, han tog ned i det dybeste helvede.
And he led captivity captive. He took those that gave their lives to him back to heaven.
Og han tog de, som gav sit liv til ham, tilbage til himlen.
The dynamics of what is happening is very spiritual.
Dynamikken i det, der sker her, er meget, meget åndelig.
That Jesus is both in spirit, going up and down, heaven, hell.
Jesus har de ånd går op og ned fra himlen til
his
himlen.
Body's in the grave, but he's very busy.
Hans krop ligger i graven, men han er
there's
meget, meget
a lot
aktiv.
More to be done.
Og der sker meget mere lige her.
The third day he rises from the dead.
Den tredje dag står han op fra de døde.
And he says, you know, don't touch me yet.
Og han siger, lad være med at røre mig.
Because the scripture says that Philippians 2 that he's to be his body's to be glorified.
I Filipperne 2 står der hans krop skal herliggøres,
ja. You know that he's exalted above every other name in the highest place. That hasn't happened yet.
Han er ophøjet over alle andre navne i himlen, og det er ikke.
He's not been glorified yet.
Han er ikke blevet herliggjort endnu.
The Greek has something to do that he cannot touch anything physical until he's glorified. That's what the Greek implies.
Der ligger en forståelse i det græske, at han ikke kan røre noget før han er blevet herliggjort.
And then that makes more sense when he says you can't touch me yet because I've not yet been glorified by my Father.
Og derfor han siger, at I kan ikke røre mig, fordi jeg ikke blev herliggjort af faderen.
When he has been.
Når han er blevet det.
When he comes and appears to the disciples.
Han kommer og
they all hug him.
Disciplen, så
he eats food and drinks fish. He drinks fish. He eats fish and drinks with them. He drinks surströmmings.
Han spiser og drikker med dem.
He's able to physically interact again.
Han har mulighed for at fysisk interagere.
But it has something to do with all the spiritual stuff that was going on at the same time.
Men det har rigtig meget at gøre med de åndelige ting, som sker på det samme tidspunkt.
It's a lot more than that. It's bigger than that, but that's
a 5-minute answer. Men det var et 5-minutters svar.